Today we called Hamid Karzai to ask him about his plans when he takes over as head of Afghanistan's provisional government, and to hear directly from him whether he thinks Mullah Omar should be given amnesty.
If he denounces terrorism, and if he distances himself completely from terrorism and those foreign terrorists present in Afghanistan, if he calls them killers and speaks against their crime, against human beings, then we will consider something for him. In the absence of a clear denouncement of terrorism from him, we would not be in a position to help him.
And what would that mean, not be in a position to help him?
Well, I cannot go into details on this right now, sir.
Let me ask you about the other Taliban fighters. Will they be given amnesty, and does it matter if they are Afghan or from other countries?
It matters a lot. The Afghans will be given amnesty, the common Taliban, they are just common people, they will be given amnesty and they can go home. We have already done that in this regard. The question of the foreign tourists in Afghanistan is something that we are extremely particular about. They have criminals, they have killed our people, they have destroyed our country. They must face justice.
Do you mean justice or face hunting down and killing them?
Justice. Why should we kill people if we can take them to court?
You would put them on trial.
That's justice, yes, sir.
Do you think that many of them may have already left the country?
I don't know. Some of them surely have.
And what would that...
Thank you very much, sir.
You have to go?
One last question, please, yes.
Yes, I have one last question. What are your hopes for an interim government? As you know, there have been five since the Soviet occupation ended. One lasted 2 days. What chances does a new one have?
I hope this one will have a better chance because... The Afghan people have suffered a lot, and the leadership of Afghanistan, the various leadership in Afghanistan, they recognize the absolute necessity for peace and stability for Afghanistan. Also, we have the cooperation of the international community.
Mr. Karzai, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hamid Karzai, head of the interim government that's expected to take over in Kabul on the 22nd of this month.